Happy Monday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for starting another week with us here on the Be Our Guest podcast. Of course, it is Trip Report time, and we have superstar listener Marlessa join us from New York City to talk about her very first Run Disney experience. And it was down at Marathon Weekend a few weeks ago. And we talk about how this was an experience that was delayed. She was expecting to run in 2021. Of course, that did not happen because of COVID. She also overcame some physical issues in her training to get there. And we talk about her experiences with the expo and some tips for first timers at the expo and getting through that, navigating all that, and her races, her 5K experience and her half marathon experience. And what a blessing the Be Our Guest podcast lizards were in her training and her overall experience at the Walt Disney World Marathon Weekend events. We hope you really enjoyed today's show. I think it's a great show for anybody that's even on the fence about having a first-time experience with Run Disney. Don't forget, today's show is always brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. We'd love to help you plan that next Disney vacation, whether it's to Walt Disney World, Disneyland, cruising with a Disney Cruise Line, or even heading out with Adventures by Disney. Don't forget, the Magic for Less is a platinum earmarked agency, which means Disney has recognized them for being the best of the best out there. And you want to work with the best, don't you? Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link when you shop online. No matter what you buy, you can support the Be Our Guest podcast. Just click through beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And a huge thank you to our patrons who support everything we do each month. We couldn't do this without you. You help us put this show out 3 to 4 times a week all around the world. And again, I can't thank you enough. If you'd like to support the show and get a bonus show called Mike in the Midwest every week, just visit patreon.com/beourguestpodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 2027 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman, from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Yes, that's right. You could do the intro yourself if you've been listening to the show for quite a while, which I bet you have, and I appreciate that. We are here on a Monday, as always, with a fun trip report, and today we are going to have a fun discussion about all things Walt Disney World from a very recent trip just a few weeks back. And it's going to be a different kind of perspective because we are going to talk about a trip over Marathon Weekend, but it's not going to be all about running. And it's going to be about a first timer's perspective on a Run Disney weekend. So I really wanted to get in on this one because I have kind of a jaded perspective, I think, on Run Disney at this point, because I've done all the race weekends many, many times. And I just kind of get down there and I'm on autopilot when I arrive because I've done so many of the race weekends at this point, but they're still special each and every time. And so today our guest is going to walk us through what it felt like to have her first Run Disney experience in person be the big weekend, Marathon Weekend 2022. So joining us today from the wonderful, I guess it is the Big Apple. It's still there. We have Marlessa. I've never been there, but I was watching Blue Bloods this afternoon. So I feel like a fellow New Yorker. What's going on, Marlessa?
Hey, Mike. It's great to be here. Always love talking Trip Reports with you. And I always laugh when I know Blue Bloods is your main idea of New York City, but one day I'm going to get you over here. We're going to do New York pizza to do everything. And just
I do expect to have a Sunday dinner with the Reagans whenever I go to New York City. You know, I go sit there. Grandpa, I love the grandpa. He's my guy. Like, he's just like the old commish, you know, he throws it down. He's not exactly politically correct all the time, but he doesn't have to be because he's just an old dude. And he's lived the life, man. He was like in charge of the city. So, yeah, I like that guy. And then, of course, Tom Selleck, you know, the mustache. So.
Oh, Tom Selleck. Yeah. I mean, Tom Selleck's an old friend. Not really, but I'll give him a call. I mean, I'll be like, Mike Rallman is coming. You got to, you know.
Totally. I'm going to make that New York Marathon happen someday. That's my next goal. Anyway, yeah. So we're going to talk about your trip. But before we do that, I got to ask you, so where's your Disney fandom come from? And I want to ask you this because you're a friend of the show I've been talking to forever. We hung out a lot at Marathon Weekend. How'd you find the Be Our Guest podcast in the first place? I find that interesting.
All right. So the Disney fandom is as a kid, I only went once, but did it kind of in style because my first time was at the Contemporary Resort, similar to Elizabeth Gardner, like both of us, like started Living Large as kids. But so I only went to the parks once, but I always really loved the movies and the TV shows that were associated with Disney. And I also was interested in the parks. Like, I remember even being a kid and having, I don't remember what they were called. They're not one of the more famous ones, but like specific books about the parks. And just like was always interested in that. And as I got older, also was interested in more of the history and everything with Walt and all of that. So when I started going back again as, you know, a young adult, you know, I think that just, it was just one of those interests because that I always had, but I think going back as a young adult really cranked it up quite a few notches, if that makes sense. Because I, around the time that I was planning my first trip as a young adult, I just kind of dove in, and this is one of the things we have in common, where like if we get interested in something, we just like go all out on it. So I was finding, like I found you know, Facebook groups related to the resort I was staying at for that first trip. I typed in podcasts. So to answer both questions, so I was typing like Disney podcasts, and a few came up, and one of them was the Be Our Guest podcast, and I just liked you guys, and even before I met all of you guys and became. Because I consider, you know, all of you friends now. So I like that. I like the consistency. I love the three podcasts a week. I love the different, you know, topics for sure. Because I think there's some amazing Disney news podcasts. But I like how, you know, there's one day a week that's about the listeners and one in their stories, and one day that's about the questions, and then one day that's about, hey, a fun topic, and you never know what you're gonna get. So I tell you this all the time, but I mean, you just put so much effort into this, and it really shows, because I mean, rain, sleet, snow, I mean, doesn't stop the mailman, also doesn't stop Mike Roman, and not even being in the hospital, like nothing, you know. Podcast episode will come out.
I've told doctors that. I'm like, okay, what's this medicine going to do to me, because I have a podcast to record in about 12 hours. This is going to make me even goofier. Awesome, that's going to make the show even better. So that's I've told them that. No, I appreciate that. No, I gotta ask you something, because I'm curious about this, because I want to get all this in before we, you know, before the clock goes so quick on these shows. Are you from New York City, like, for your whole life? Like, you've lived there the whole time? Like, from the big city?
As soon as I remind you this, you're going to feel bad that you forgot, but it's okay. But I'm from Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Okay, that's right. You remind me. Because I have a weird question about people that grow up, like, in a big, big urban area like New York and then going to Walt Disney World. And you're right. You told me about that because you told me about the office and all those connections.
That's right. So I've been here for years. I went to college in New York City, but I'm from, like, Scranton, Pennsylvania, so...
Okay, but let me ask you this, okay? Because for me, when I first kind of really fell in love with Walt Disney World myself, and a lot of the exact same things I did, you know, like I found the guidebooks, I'm older than you, so I went to the library and checked out books on, you know, just the history of the theme parks and the, you know, the resorts, and I bought books at, you know, the bookstores and everything. I mean, I was all in back then. Then I found, you know, some initial like V-Bulletin sites and stuff, but the thing that got me about Walt Disney World was just kind of how it was its own city. You know, it was like it's its own urban area. I mean, basically, it was what Walt wanted Epcot to be, right? It was almost like an own, like, everything was, you know, the street signs are purple. They look different than anywhere else. It has its own transportation system. Where I'm from in the Midwest, like, we don't use public transportation. Like, we just drive our own vehicles, you know? Like, we don't walk anywhere. It's too far. You don't ride bikes. You know, you just get in your Jeep and you go where you're going to go. And so I wonder if that perspective is different from you, because like buses are everyday life, you know, everyday part of life. Riding a subway for you guys is not a foreign concept. For me, it's like something that's really, really cool to get on a train or something like that. Just in general, do you think that's different for somebody that's from an urban area like in New York City than maybe somebody from the Midwest? Because I find it very novel, but how do you find it?
I think it's definitely interesting to go from New York City there, because I think there are certain like perks to be, so like for because I think there are people that, and this obviously isn't everyone, and like if people prefer renting cars, they prefer renting cars, but I think to some people the idea of, oh, I drive my car all the time and then I'm gonna rely on a bus or a Skyline or whatever feels just kind of off. But I think like we're so used to it that it's kind of nice to not have to worry about, because right now, I mean, if I have to rent a car to go to, like, I don't know, a doctor's appointment, or if we just want to take a weekend trip somewhere, it's this whole ordeal and it's expensive.
This cracks me up. You'd have to rent a car to do any of those things. Like, just saying that to me is just like, it just boggles my mind, because we have, you know, two cars sitting in the garage right now. Like, gotta go somewhere. Just like my dad, for example, this weekend he's working for the Rams and they're playing the Bucks. He's driving to Tampa because he's got to get his gear there, you know? And it's like, well, we just jump in. He's got a van, you know, he just jumps in the van. He's driving to Tampa. It's crazy.
Yeah. So it's nice to still have the convenience of public transportation without the stress that comes with it in New York City, because obviously I'm not, you know, paying extra for it. It's included. I'm staying on property, so I'm not just swiping my Metro card. And what's also interesting is that, I mean, not necessarily in the BR guest community all the time, but like in general, like, you know, there are always complaints about like, oh, the buses. I'm telling you, if you live in New York City or the DC area, the Disney transportation is so much more reliable. It is so fast, especially this past couple years during COVID. I mean, I will sometimes wait. I mean, sometimes I see people complain like, oh my God, I waited 10 minutes for Disney bus. I'm like, oh my gosh, let me tell you the time I waited 30 minutes. And then I had the subway in New York stall at every stop, or just decides midway, like all the time. Like, oh, I'm sorry. We're actually going on the F line instead of the M line. And we're actually going. And that doesn't happen. I mean, worst case scenario is you get stuck in traffic, and that's, I'm fine with that, but it's a lot less stressful in that way. And I think, so there's kind of the perk. It's like the benefits of public transportation without the stress. And again, like worst thing is, oh, Skyliner stalls or what have you. But I think a perk is that also because we like walk everywhere. So to us, like walking 30 minutes is no big deal. But in other cities, it's obviously, it's not designed for that. So it feels like, oh man, I'm going to walk on these, like a side of a highway or the side
right. I mean, we live right on the dual highway. Like there's no, you cannot walk anywhere because you would get killed. There's a 60 mile an hour road right outside our door.
Yeah. So that gives an interesting perspective where, like some resorts I really like, such as Riverside and Caribbean Beach, one thing that comes up for those resorts all the time is that how huge it is and how, but to us, that's not a big deal. It's like, okay, it's a 5-10 minute walk to the, that's nothing. Like I mean, on marathon weekend, it feels like a lot, but normally it doesn't really feel like much. And then all that walking, so it's, there are definitely, you know, perks to it. I already have like all my comfortable walking shoes. And even with the food, I mean, I think something that I get from my friends who aren't into Disney is that, oh, because New York City is so known for their food, I mean, is Disney really going to have good food? And I remind them that, hey, you know, Disney definitely has the more limited places where it's the chicken fingers and the basic pizza for the kids, but they also have like Morimoto has an amazing restaurant, and there's Chico, and there's so many great places. So, I mean, I've definitely had a lot of dining experiences that are on par with some of the best like New York restaurants I've been to. So,
very cool. That's just a cool perspective. I mean, totally off topic, but I had to ask it because you have such a different perspective. I mean, the whole transportation thing is just a novelty to me. Like, I just like riding a bus and talking to people on the bus. You know, like I'm one of those that I don't want to drive on vacation because I have to drive everywhere I go in my life. Like, I love my Jeep. Don't get me wrong. I love driving my Wrangler, but you know, when I'm on vacation, I want to let somebody else do the drive. Anyway, let's hop into your trip. That's what I want to talk about. So you went down for marathon weekend a few weeks back, first full weekend of January, as it always is. We had this big pause. I know that you had planned on doing this before, but the COVID stuff happened. So kind of give us the background on like your whole idea to do a Run Disney race in the first time. And were you registered for some other stuff? And then how did it kind of get to this point?
Yeah, so I think I joined the Lizards in 2017, 2018-ish. But it was kind of like very casual. It was kind of like, oh, maybe I'll occasionally run, and then months later maybe run again. And you really, you know, motivated me to even join in like the first place, just like hearing you talk about running. And I always had in my head, similar to you, that, oh, I hated running in high school and I could barely do a mile. And I am someone that's very competitive with myself, so I wanted to be able to, you know, become a runner, quote unquote. But then like in 2020, so around the time, you know, the world was shutting down, I started working from home and decided that something I really wanted to do for my like physical and mental health was I wanted to run more consistently. So started the Jeff Galloway 10K three times a week. running thing with my goal of being, okay, 20 at the time, this didn't happen, but 2021, you know, so I got inspired to, at the time, do the 2021 Run Disney Weekend, which at the, was going to be a 10K, because by the time I had, you know, really become more involved in the Lizard Group and really was just, because, you know, I've said this before, but it's really a very unique group because I think, I mean, I've definitely had a lot of like negative experiences with groups like over the years, like as a kid or whatever, where, you know, they seem welcoming and maybe they're not, but the Lizards are so unique in that everyone actually is welcoming. You know, it doesn't matter if you have 20 best friends there or you don't know anybody. It's so welcoming and encouraging, whether you're a walker, runner, really fast, slow, like doesn't matter. And so I was really motivated by that and just wanted to, I was like, yeah, I love Disney. I'm loving this group. Let's make this happen. So, you know, joined my like 10K training and then Run Disney being canceled. So then as I progressed with that, that turned into this year being half marathon training. I was like, well, I mean, I guess I already did the 10K. Might as well do the half marathon, right? And, you know, obviously the challenge with that is, as you know, and, you know, I'm not going to go into it too much, but like the high level is that I've had, you know, a lot of like chronic health issues going on for a couple years now, and they're complicated. You know, they're sometimes I've had vertigo, sometimes I have ear issues and everything. And there have been weeks at a time where I can't run. And it's been so difficult because I hate the feeling of not being able to run. But I always had my first Run Disney Weekend as this goalpost in mind that I wanted to, you know, really, really push myself as best I could to accomplish this. And there were a lot of times where I thought, you know, maybe I won't be able to do this. Maybe what if something happens? I mean, I think I have things under control, but like, what if randomly get a vertigo attack, which if anyone has had it, it is really, really terrifying. It is not your normal dizziness or anything like that. But, you know, it was great to have that goalpost and amazing again to have the support of the Lizards. So when the 2021 race weekend didn't happen, I was really set on the half marathon distance as a new challenge for myself. And I'm so glad I did that. It was scary at times and nerve wracking at times, as we'll get into, but I, you know, couldn't have done it without so many Lizards cheering me on through some health issues, through everything else.
I echo everything you said, and, you know, we'll get to the accomplishments you had over the weekend here in just a little bit. But, you know, for a runner, let me just say this kind of from a perspective is that when you start to have health issues during your training program, when you're getting ready for something as big as a Run Disney event, and that's kind of been your goal, and you've put a lot of time into it because, you know, we all get excited for future Disney trips, but it's a little bit different for something like a Run Disney weekend because you physically have trained your body to be ready for this event. You know, I mean, we all monetarily put our funds into, you know, any kind of Disney vacation. And we, put, you know, we invest like, you know, like we do the countdowns and everything for regular vacation. But for a run weekend, I mean, there's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears that have been invested into that trip. And then when you have some kind of a, you know, mental, you know, like you're just mentally uncomfortable because you have a physical ailment in your training. Because I had the same thing. I tripped over the dog, fell down the steps, had a concussion. Like, I mean, it was just a nightmare because I tried to run. I was having all kinds of dizzy spells. I couldn't run right before the thing. I had a stomach deal right before, I mean, a week before marathon weekend. It was a nightmare. And I was so stressed about everything. But you got, you know, when you overcome it, and then, again, our teammates are the best. I mean, they just encourage you. And I swear they carry us many, many times. It's just we've been so lucky to have these great people surrounding us. The thing is, it's not just at the Walt Disney World events. It's in the months and months of training and the 5 a.m. runs or the 9:30 p.m. runs where you're out there, it's dark and it's 28 degrees, but people are cheering you on virtually through the Facebook page, social media, Instagram, whatever it is. So great points there. Now, because I want to make sure we get all this in. So let me hit this for you first. So you get down there. Now, your first thing when you got down there in January, you rode the minivan. Scott rented a minivan, Elizabeth and Scott got a minivan, the mystery minivan. I was riding the airport with them. You and Frank, your significant other, rode also with us. Frank survived barely because he rode in the back with the luggage. So we're glad Frank is still with us. We were scared if we took a corner too fast, he would get killed by all the bags in the back, but he didn't. So we're good there. But what did you think? Like when you got to Orlando, like this was happening, you were going to do a 10K in a half marathon, hadn't even got to your hotel yet, not even gone to the expo, but like, what were you thinking as you arrived? Because you were now there in January for race weekend.
It just felt very, very real because it was one of those events where it's like, you know, it's happening. And in my case, I've been, you know, planning for my first Rendezvous weekend for over 2 years by now. And I think I don't know if it really felt fully real until the morning of the 5K with the, you know, just waiting for the race to start. But I was just like, wow, okay, I'm really here. Like, this is happening. This is a real thing. Because I mean, there have been a lot of, you know, stress that various people had, like the night before, like Scott and I were like, oh my God, the weather, what's going to go on with the weather? Like, are flights going to be canceled or whatever. And, like some people did unfortunately have issues with that or with their luggage. And also sadly, you know, I was really sad. Like I see Rhonda Lee's in the chat. I was so sad that she and like some other people from like outside the US weren't able to come, but you know, it just was always shocking that it was like happening. And it just felt really great to be there. And I didn't feel nervous the first day. Cause I think it also helped that like, you know, like the first day I'm right out the gate, seeing you and Scott and Elizabeth, like seeing friends and playing the fun game of Tetris with the suitcases in the car. Yes. And just, you know, like having that as like right out the gate. I think that helped. And then just going to the expo and seeing more friendly faces. There's some lizards that I've gotten to hang out with, like both in person and like there are some of us that have like some regular like video chats that I'm part of. So it was great to see all that. So I was glad to say that I wasn't like, I was nervous leading up to it because, you know, with the type of like health issues I have, I mean, I can have like an amazing month and then all of a sudden, you know, and I manage it as best I can. And I pack all these, you know, I mean, if anyone had any dizziness, I had any dizziness at all. I mean, I'm basically walking Dramamine and all that stuff, Motrin, all that stuff on me. But when I got there, I just felt like kind of calm and like ready and kind of like, let's do this. Let's tackle some races.
And that's good because I mean, really it's out of your hands at that point. I mean, stressing about it. That's why I kept telling myself, like, I went down, I felt better about 48 hours before, you know, it all kind of cleared up and I'm like, I'm just going to make the best of it. You know, stressing about it at this point, it's not going to help. So, and I got so lucky. I felt great the entire week. I mean, the weather was perfect. Just a little spoiler. The weather was great the entire week. It was a little hot on Sunday, but it was great. Definitely couldn't have been much better. Let me ask you this though, because I want to hit some of the highlights because we got to get all this in. The expo, first time at an expo. So what were your initial thoughts? And was there anything that was surprising? Because I kind of just go, like I said, go on autopilot at these things. I go get my bibs. I go through the merchandise, and sometimes I buy stuff, sometimes I don't. You know, what would you tell somebody that's maybe going for their first time, maybe at Princess here in a couple weeks?
I think the number one thing I would say is to know the type of person you are when it comes to merchandise and be okay with that. Like, don't let FOMO get you, because I will say that. So while this was my first Rendezvous Expo, what it reminded me a lot of was I've been to Comic-Cons, like New York Comic-Con and similar events. So it's a similar type of atmosphere where there are giant crowds of people and some are dying for this merchandise, some are dying for this, all of that. And I, you know, when it comes to Disney, I mean, not that I don't have Disney merchandise that I love and that's really important to me, but I'm not a big merch person. As you also know, Mike, because you were, we hung out on like October 1st too. I mean, like me and Scott and Beth, like we like had a leisurely breakfast on October 1st and then we went to Magic. We missed all the craziness right of the Emporium line. And this was kind of a similar thing that, you know, we ended up doing here where I was getting texts from people that, oh my God, the line for the expo is 3 hours. And I knew, but I knew, I was like, okay, well, this is a line for the people that, I mean, if this is your thing, you know, if it gives you joy to buy a certain merchandise, absolutely no judgment. But I don't want anyone to wait in that line just because they think they have to, that they think this has to be the experience. I think just, you know, you have to go there to get your bib and you have to in your free shirt. And if you want to check it out, if you're kind of like me and you want to check it out to get the feeling and you might get a shirt, you might get a pin, but you don't need something, like it doesn't have to be something, then I would go early afternoon you know, midday, but again, but just, and I'd be okay with that. Like, definitely don't feel, oh no, my friend got in line and rope dropped it and now I'm going to miss out. Like, you're definitely not going to miss out if you just want to experience it.
That's a great tip. I mean, that's spoken just like a veteran of the expos. I mean, it's exactly how I go about it. I go in the, you know, early afternoon to early evening, even dinner time sometimes. And the merch place is a ghost town. Now, it's picked over at that point a lot of times. Some stuff is gone. And it's kind of a mess. I mean, it looks like a tornado has hit the expo at that point. But I think we're lucky. I mean, you mentioned it. I don't have the merchandise gene in me. Thank God. Like, I'm so glad. I mean, because so many people in the Disney community, like, just have to. I mean, like the Figment popcorn bucket. Like, it's cute. But, like, you know, I don't need it. Like, but I mean, some people waited 7 hours for that sucker. You know, I don't know. I'm just glad I don't have the need for merch. I mean, every once in a while I see something, God, I wish I had that. But it's really, really rare for me anymore. And so, you know, I was wondering, though, if it's a first timer, though, you're right. I mean, because I think some people just got, I'm there and I got to have, you know, this, and this. Got this jacket and this, you know, this and that. So that was kind of cool. And, you know, like I always say, you know, your bib has your name on it. They're not going to give away your bib. It's got your number. It's got your name. You're entitled to it. Your shirt's in your bag. They're not going to run out of that stuff. Okay, so that sounds like it went smoothly. Okay, so you did two races. You did the 10 in the half marathon. So
five.
The five. I gave you an extra 5K there. So look at that. Okay, good. So you did the 5K, which was the first race of the weekend, which was on Thursday. So talk to us about that morning, even the night before. Was it rough getting your sleep? How was it getting up that very first time? At guessing you set the alarm for 3 o'clock-ish, 2:30. I don't know what time you got up. I got up at the last minute. But you know, riding the bus is over. Talk to us about your very first experience getting over to the corrals.
Yeah. So I originally was just going to do the half, but I added the 5K basically because, Frank, I guess by a combination of me and also a few of our mutual lizard, friends kind of got talking to the 5K. So I was like, I guess I should do the 5K too. I mean, why not? Why not? Right. Disney math. But yeah, I think, for me, it's harder for me to get to bed than wake up. I actually woke up. I was one of those people waking up at 2 a.m. because I was meeting like the Livelys and Katie Wilhelm and like Mandy and a couple others at Pop. And they were like, okay, we're going to meet at like 2:45. And I was like, okay, then I'll get up at 2. And I'll do. So, and I know that was earlier than I think some other people woke up. And I don't, but I had, it was a little hard getting to sleep. But I'm kind of lucky in this. So this is like the second way I'm lucky. I don't have that gene of the needing to buy everything. The second way I'm lucky is that if I need to get up at a certain time, my body's very good at being like, oh, it's 2 a.m. We got to go. And I'll crash midday, mind you.
Same.
But
same.
I'm like, I have the high energy. Like, I'm not, because I know you were talking about a few weeks ago, the different types of people in the morning. And I wasn't like over the top, like, oh my God, yes, let's do this. But I'm also, I'm fine. I'm like, yeah, I can run. Why not? I can talk to people. Yeah. So I just kind of, I'm fine. I'm ready to go. But the problem for me is more, oh, okay, I got to get to sleep by this time so I can get this amount of sleep. And I got to make sure I have the Disney alarm and my alarm and Frank's alarm and have Katie or Scott or someone text me. I got to do this. Yeah. Like, have all these backups. That's for my right. Backups.
Yeah. I mean, that's so smart because like Scott and I texted each other every morning. Like, it was just super simple. It was like, dude, I'm up. And it was always like, dude, I'm up too. All right. See you at the corrals. Just had to know that we were both up. So we didn't have to like send out the, you know, the squad to beat on the door.
Yeah.
Even though we were different resorts. Okay. So you get on, so you're up way earlier than me. I was still trying to sleep. So walk me through your thoughts when you got to Epcot on the bus. Because the screening for the 5K was a little bit chaotic. It got better Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But what were your thoughts like pre-race? And then we'll get into the race itself. But pre-race, going through security, hanging out, meeting all the lizards pre-race, all that stuff. Because the starting line for the 5 and the 10 is right there in the parking lot. You don't have to go way over like we did on Saturday.
That was getting off the bus and seeing Spaceship Earth beautifully lit up was the moment when it hit me that it was real. Because I was kind of having fun before, like, because I was like sitting with like Katie on the bus. And I was like, oh, Katie, this is my first time waiting for the bus for Run Disney Event. It's my first time sitting on the bus. And she, you know, I she like had to deal with that. But she's a good friend. She had to deal with that.
Oh, you're right over with Katie Wilhelm. Yeah, she's done like a bajillion full marathons.
Yeah, she's the ultimate expert.
Absolutely.
I'm like, what is KT tape and what is this? And what is but yeah, so I was, and that's when the guy was like, oh, wow, this is amazing. I'm really here at Walt Disney World before sunrise to run miles. And actually we got there so early. We like beat Joe there. We beat like all the other people. So we were basically the first people in the Lizard area. So at first a few of us were thinking, so I think this is the wait out area, but it was really great because there were, as I said, like some people that have become like close friends, like, you know, like Joe Ficus and, you know, like Mandy and like the Nyman and Wiley's and all those people. But I was also seeing people that, like some people for the very first time. And I was also, it was also kind of funny in a way that, you know, of how this community is, that there were like a few people that like recognized me. And like, even if I didn't recognize them, they're like, oh, Melissa, like, I feel like I know you from when you call in.
That's so crazy. I know. That's so nuts. I love that.
It was really funny because I got to tell you this. And you're like, there was like a time when like you were right behind me and this person came to me and was like, oh, I hear you on the podcast. I was like, this is so funny because Mike Rahman is right behind me.
I love when that happens. That makes my day serious. Because now people recognize Scott, like, because, you know, Scott's been coming on the show more and they're like, are you hashtag Scotty G? And I'm like, yes, they're recognizing you. I'm like, I love it. And I'm like, I'm Mike. I've been on the show a couple times too.
I may have something to do with it, but yeah, Scott's a star. So yeah, so that was just, that was really exciting. Just to see everybody. And I mean, I think the hardest part of the race is actually when you get to the corrals and stay in the corrals, because honestly, I at first was fully intending on running the 5K, but then like Mandy and like a few others were like, well, I mean, you know, like kind of reminded me that, you know, it's nearly $100 and it's not timed on the races, and why not enjoy it? So what I ended up doing was, so Frank was in a different corral. Like Frank was like walking with Jen, Blue Maddie, another lizard. And then I was like for the corral with like Neil and like Mandy and like a bunch of other people. So we like walked the whole time, and it was so much fun. Because we took, because like Chris Lively is like a master of taking like the selfie photos like by the mile markers,
right,
and everything.
Right.
And like we didn't get in line for any of the characters, but we would see like, oh, it's Abu. Let's get a selfie next to Abu and let's do this. Because I mean, some of those lines were crazy. I mean, the line for Pinocchio was just.
Seriously, when I went past, because I always tell myself I'm going to take my time on the 5K, because again, the same thing. You're paying $1 million for this race. Slow down and enjoy the, you know, smell the flowers. Nope. I take off every time. I have no self-control. But the thing is, when I was running through World Showcase, I saw that super long line. I'm like, okay, if like Walt Disney isn't back from the dead at the front of this line, like I do not know who. I could not believe how long that line was. And then when I got up there, it was just Pinocchio. I mean, I'm like,
no, not even Pinocchio with Jiminy Cricket.
I was like, I'm shocked. I mean, I didn't know like he was that hot. I mean, Pinocchio had a line, man. It was a long line. You're right, though.
Oh yeah, and there was just, yeah, we tried to, you know, once I figured out where the cameras were, tried to time some jump photos, and I know, you know. Harmonious, you know, some people haven't seen it yet, some people like it, some people don't, but it is incredible, I think, regardless of where anyone falls on the show itself, to see the Harmonious barges.
Those were cool.
Out there for Run, yeah. Disney, because like Scott pointed out recently, you know, it's the 5K one day or the half marathon the other day, and it's just so beautiful. It just really, I have like some photos on like my Instagram, but I'll try to share them on Facebook or whatever too, or I think I did, but it's just, it's really beautiful to see that, and it's just incredible. Like to see World Showcase, which is one of my favorite areas of all of the Walt Disney World property before sunrise, is just really, I just can't stress enough how cool it is. And I also just want to add, because and I wanted to make sure I made the point that like, despite the fact that like I do run and I train to run and all that, but I wanted to, you know, make the point that I walked this race, and that a bunch of other people, including people who are much, much faster than me, walk this race, because I want, you know, people that listen to feel like if they want to try a Disney race, but maybe they're held back by the fact that, oh, that maybe they can't run because like physical like issue they might have, or like they or whatever else. I mean, the 5K is not timed, and children do it, families do it. You can walk the entire thing and enjoy yourself and like meet some amazing people and have a great time.
And it's I got to say this too, especially about the 5K, is that any of the races, to be honest, there is just something about being part of a Run Disney event. And if, like I said, if you want to walk it and take your time in a non-timed event, the 5Ks are perfect for this. It's like, this is your opportunity to actually, as a hardcore Disney fan, be on stage, right? I mean, people are cheering for you. Like, the roles reversed. Usually, as a Disney fan, you're cheering for the princesses in the parades, or, you know, whatever, the character cavalcades, what have you. You know, now you're the person that's going down the middle of the World Showcase promenade. People are taking your picture. People are cheering for you. And you're getting your time in the spotlight. You know, I mean, not that we all need that, but how often in life do you get that? It really feels special. It's a great different way to see Walt Disney World.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. And then, of course, you know, you finish and like Pluto, Pluto is sort of the sponsors, if you will, the 5K, and make sure that we're finishing the finish line. So he's there, you know, at the end of the finish line, and then you get the bananas, but keep them away from Mike.
Yeah. I'm like, back. Keep the banana. Yeah. I'm allergic.
And yeah, so it's just great. But then of course, you know, like any race, I mean, not, you know, as walking, but still I was like, oh, I've been up since 2 a.m. Now my legs are tired. So I'm like, let me lie down for a bit. That could pop.
You see, I actually went back, took a shower, took a quick nap, and I still rope dropped Rise of the Resistance that morning at the studios. I was there at 8:17. The park opened at 8:30 for early entry. And yeah, I still waited almost 100 minutes to get on, but that's not for here nor there. But I got to ride it, and I didn't have to pay $17 for the individual lightning.
That is amazing.
That's right. We tried to buy it. We couldn't buy it. It like timed out on us. It was a whole big thing. Anyway, okay, so here's the thing. Since you were doing two races, which is kind of unusual for a first like timer to do two races, because you were, you know, doing this, was it emotional crossing that line? Because, I mean, you've been wanting to do this for, you know, 2 years, the better part of 2 years, you put in a lot of training. Or was it not so emotional crossing the 5K line because you knew the half was coming up and that was kind of a bigger challenge coming Saturday? How was that first 5K finish line for you?
Yeah, the half was, I mean, I don't want to skip ahead, but the half was definitely more emotional finishing the line, crossing the finish line. It's what happens when you don't have coffee or whatever during the day. Yeah, I mean, the 5K, it was just like, wow, I was just filled with joy there. That wasn't as emotional as, wow, this was an amazing, unique experience, because I just walked with a bunch of my fellow lizard friends, which, out of context, it's, you tell a random person on the street, I have a bunch of lizard friends. They're just,
yeah, you're, that's weird. I know, I get it. Trust me, I hear it all the time. Like, what?
So it was more just like feeling like joyful and feeling really, really happy that I made that decision. And I mean, I'm sure there'll be a future race where I just go, run and everything. But I think it was really great for my first experience to really kind of get the full atmosphere and soak that in by walking it. Cause I think if I was running it and really trying, like I as a first timer there, I wouldn't have gotten that experience in the same way of really noticing the atmosphere, the characters, the photographers and everything else that was going on.
And there's a lot of good reasons to do exactly what you did too. It kind of takes the edge off for like Saturday, because you had already gone through the whole procedure on Thursday. You had gotten up, you'd ridden the bus, you'd waited out, you know, the start of the race, listened to the announcers. Because I've done these races so many times, and I still almost throw up before every race. Like, I get so nervous, like, because you just sit there and think about it. And especially this time, because the weather was great, and I'm like, okay, I'm really going to try to get a good time for the half marathon on Saturday, because it was like ideal race conditions. So when I started thinking about that, like, I get this nervous stomach, and I'm getting, you know, that's the last place you want to get a nervous stomach, is with 10,000 people standing around you getting ready to run 13 miles. Same thing on Sunday. So like, you had already kind of taken the edge off by going through the procedure for the 5K, which I think is a great idea before the big race on Saturday. So let's get to that race, kind of make sure we get all this in. So Saturday, like I just said, ideal weather conditions. Now Saturday's a little different because everything starts a little bit earlier. You got to be on the bus a little earlier, about 30 minutes earlier. You got to walk to the corrals now, which is about another 8.5 miles away on Overpass Road. No, just kidding. It's about another mile though. So what was different about the atmosphere on Saturday? Because I know the 5 and the 10K are great races. 10K is probably my favorite of all races, just race wise. But when you get to Saturday and Sunday on marathon weekend, there's just a different feel. Like, all of a sudden, it kind of gets more serious. Like, I don't know. Like, all of a sudden, people are doing dopey and goofy or just like, oh, dude, this is for real now. We're going 13, then we're going 26 tomorrow. So it just, there's a different feel Saturday and Sunday once the weekend hits.
Yeah. So the half also woke up on 2 a.m. So like all that stuff is the same. But so what was interesting was that, so for the 5K, like I just, what's interesting is that both of the races, ultimately, I had initial plans, right? Like 5K was going to run, then I walked a bunch of friends. And the half marathon, I also had initial plan. And then what ended up happening was much better. And in both scenarios, it involves the lizards and the amazing people and friends that I've made, that I know when they've made through that group. So in the half, like I was set, I was like, okay, I'm just going to like, I felt more prepared for this half than I did for a half race that I had in November. But I also, like, I haven't been able to do, like weightlifting and strength training because my PT hasn't wanted me to. So that's kind of slowed down my pace. And I was like, you know what? I just want to stick to my 30-30s, do what I can, get this done, enjoy this. And I wasn't planning on, like, you know, running with anybody because I was like, I don't want to slow anyone down. I don't want to be too fast for anyone, like, or like vice versa, because I knew there were going to be times where I like would want to like really like maybe sprint ahead or what have you. So, but then like, you know, before the race, like me and that, like Joe, who again, like was probably like king of the costumes when it came. Cause he
absolutely every Carousel of Progress Dad costume throughout the weekend. Awesome.
Yeah. Amazing. And so like he came up to me and he, you know, he's like, hey, like, you know, if you like want to run together, like, you know, like let me know. And like, I let him know, like, hey, I'm doing like 30-30s. Like, would you like be okay with that? And he was like, yeah, like I would, you know, that I'd be okay with that. And it meant like a lot to me. Cause like Joe, you know, like I said, he's a good friend. He like knows a lot about kind of what I've been going through with some of my like health struggles and whatever. So, and then Jacqueline Piazza, another lizard, also like I didn't realize or I guess I forgot because, you know, it's 2 a.m. So like that she was in my corral too. So the three of us kind of like were like we ran like the entire like we run walked the 30-30 together. And like that was the plan. We're in the corral and we're getting ready and I'm getting a little nervous. But then there was just something about about seeing Mike Bankhead, because I hadn't seen him up to this point. Like, we kept missing each other. But then, like, I saw him, like, coming up behind him. And I just, like, there was something still calming about seeing Mike Bankhead, like, come up behind me. And just, like, I was instantly like, all right, the captain's here.
For real.
He's going to do this. He's going to do this. And so I can do this. I don't know if he realized, like, he was, like, really, like, just his presence, and, like, we only got to talk for a few minutes that day. You know, sadly, you know, didn't get to talk as much as previous times, but just, like, his presence was, like, very calming. And
I wish I knew the amount of miles that gentleman is accountable for, because, like, almost every mile that I've run in my life, you know, post, like, high school baseball, miles that I ran because like I said a bad word and you had to run a mile for every letter in the bad word you said. Like that was our coach's thing. Other than that, when I ran for pleasure, it was because Mike Bankhead came on the show and ran a marathon. I'm like, well, I should do that if Mike did that. And like so many other lizards the same way, but he's the ultimate mentor. He's the ultimate coach. He's the ultimate leader and comforts us and gets us ready for our races. He encourages us in the cross. And you're right. I mean, that's so true. I'm glad you brought up Mike, though. But yeah, he's just boop, right there at the right time. It's just like he was meant to be.
Perfect. Like he knew. You were in the same crowd, but I was like, I'm not going to find Mike. Mike is going to be like speeding ahead, and I'll see him later.
I was serious on Saturday. I was like,
I'll see him later. Yeah, so we did, so Joe and Jacqueline and I, we did the 30-30s, and I just, like, I mean, it was just, I can't even, and I'm a writer, and I, like, love language, so, but even I'm, like, I'm really struggling here to even, like, put into words just how incredible it was to have those two with me. Like, we all support each other. If someone had to go to the bathroom, if someone, like, whatever, like, we all, like, supported each other, and, you know, like, Joe and I are talking Frasier for, like, an entire mile at one point, and also, because incredible, because, like, I mean, there are the half marathon. I mean, it's amazing that you're going through Epcot and through Magic Kingdom, and again, Main Street, Oh my gosh.
Was that okay? Was it what you were hoping? Because that is, I had to ask you that. Like,
yeah,
there is nothing. I mean, that is like, take my money. Like, just that 200 yeah. yards of Main Street with people cheering you on, like you have just won the Super Bowl. I mean, that is just like, I'm in next year. Like, every year, I'm like, this might be my last year. Then I go to Main Street, I'm like, nope, doing it again next year.
Yeah, because I mean, let's be honest here. I mean, there are parts of the half course, and I'm sure the American course that are boring, right?
There's a lot of those parts, yeah, exactly.
Because you're going up hills, and there was like a second hill, and then Joe was like, I promised the last hill, but then he was wrong, and then he felt bad. There was like a third hill. And
liar! Like, oh. You're like, there's another hill, liar.
And then there's like, you know, Cone Alley, and yeah. there's just so many yeah. of these parts that are saying, oh my gosh, are we gonna get to the next mile? But yeah, so Main Street and going around, and of course I had to take a picture by Splash Mountain, my favorite, and then also just going backstage, because the exit you take out is kind of to the left of Splash Mountain if you're facing it, and so you get to see a lot of the floats stage. You get to see like the Maleficent fire breathing dragon was actually a photo op, which is really cool, and she did, you know, have, you know, fire, you know, come out a couple times, which was or like beside her. I don't think it actually was the full effect from the mouth, but it was so cool because Maleficent's my favorite villain. I just took a picture by Splash Mountain, and Jafar was there from my favorite Disney movie, and I almost want to joke that Disney knew I was coming, so yeah, they threw
like, hey, that's right. I mean, there you go, Splash Mountain and everything you like right around there. It's like it was your neighborhood right there.
They threw on these extra details. So yeah, so we're just like doing the half marathon, and then like, you know, and you know, because you know he's in the chat, but I was gonna bring him up anyway. So like, what was funny was like there was a point near Cone Alley where I see Scott, and it was kind of this funny thing where like me and Joe and Jackie, we got ahead of Scott, and then he got ahead of us, and then we got so like this whole thing back and forth, and then we kind of like lost him for a while. Like I didn't know for a while if he was like really ahead of us or behind us or next to us, and we didn't even I don't know when. I was like, oh my god, I lost Scott. But it was kind of cool. It was like right around like mile 11 and a half, 12, like, so kind of similar to how like you have Mike Bankhead, like, you know, captain, like kind of like helped me, you know, kind of feel like calmer and better. Then I'm like running the actual race with, you know, two great lizards and two good friends. Then like Scott, who's like, again, like one of my really good friends, like in the lizards, and Like he just like comes speeding up behind me, and like Miley, he's like, hey, I'm here. He's like, oh my god, now Scott's here. So then like the four of us crossed the finish line together. Like we did stop to take a selfie by Donald and Daisy, but then I was like, we're sprinting this last mile. And I don't know if everyone hated me for that or not. I hope not, because we were all doing 30-30 at that point. And I was like, we're gonna sprint this last part.
I mean, you can't hate. I mean, you know, people can make up later. That is.
Yeah. But it felt amazing, because I mean, again, like I had only done this distance once before, and it was in November, and it was a race that, like, I felt proud of it, but honestly, like, you know, it was not as organized as Disney races, and there were like a lot of people getting lost and whatnot. So it was just like, so I almost felt like this was more earned. Like, this was like, I definitely know I did the race. I got lost. There's so much, you know, Powerade and even Biofreeze and this and that. And so that was really just such an accomplished, amazing feeling. So that was the emotional. I didn't like actually cry, but it was just so like, wow, I can't believe this actually happened. And there were so many people that, you know, knew this was my first Run Disney half marathon race, and that were just like so extra excited and extra supportive of it. And that was just amazing. But I mean, there are parts of the race where you're like, oh my god, as soon as the sun comes up, really, as soon as the sun comes up, you're like, oh my gosh, I don't know, can the sun go back down?
Yeah, seriously, this, how about a night race? It's hot. No, I was saying that all day Sunday. I was like, oh, well, I hate the sun. Everybody's like, oh, if I could just have some Florida sunshine. I was like, no, can we not have Florida sunshine? Yeah. It's hot. No, because let me ask you, because these shows go way too fast. I didn't get to talk to you about hotel or dining, anything like that. But it's okay, because I want this to actually be a primer for folks that are looking at their first Run Disney experience at a weekend. Let me ask you this, though, because, again, being a first-timer, but having such a successful weekend running multiple races, looking back on it now that you have, like, 3 weeks hindsight on this, is there anything that you would have done different, or is there anything that you would tell folks? Because I know, I mean, I work with a lot of guests at the Magic for Less. I have guests that are going down in a few weeks for Princess. It's their first Run Disney weekend coming up. They've never run a race before. They've just been inspired during the pandemic, and they decided, you know, this is the Princess is basically, it started off as like a women's empowerment kind of weekend celebration. And there's men that run it. I've run it. Scott runs it. You know, a lot of men do. But that's kind of how it started. A lot of women kind of get together with their friends, and they go down and they make it a girls' weekend and run these races. And I know that there are some first-timers. So what would you tell them? What did you learn? Maybe something that was unexpected, like you heard about on the podcast, we were totally wrong about it, something that surprised you. Help people out that are thinking about doing their first weekend.
So I think the biggest thing, or the first thing at least that comes to mind is that, so normally I'm a big planner, which was, again, like one of the reasons why I was always team fast pass, right? But so there are certain things that I had planned, and I just really overestimated certain things that I was actually going to feel physically up for doing, based on how like my legs were feeling or just being exhausted, because I, you know, have never, honestly, never, ever made so many changes to my trip plans as I did this time. Like, so, you know, so many examples. I mean, but just like one, like, so on the, even like the 5K day, which, you know, I had planned for like, you know, Animal Kingdom, and I was going to do like Sanaa with the lizards, but then, wanted to, oh no, I like want more time like Animal Kingdom. But then I honestly, I mean, even by just being in Animal Kingdom, which I love for like 2 hours, and so excited to finally see Kite Tales. It is great. It is so fun. I have to get that in there.
I gotta see that.
It's really fun. Just like give yourself the joy of Kite Tales. Yeah. But then I was just like, oh, you know what? It's like 5 o'clock or not even that I'm going back to the resort.
It's so weird.
To lie down. It seems weird. And then on like the Epcot day, there was like, so my Epcot day was like the 7th, and I was still kind of tired, and I was also wore the half of the next day. So there were like 2-3 hours where Frank and I just sat in Regal Eagle with like the Nymans and Joe and a few, we just like for 3 hours, where normally I'd be like, no, we got to do this ride. Honestly, until marathon day, we had been on 2 rides, honestly, and I went into this weekend thinking that, oh, I'm going to ride all these rides and like, I'm still going to be able to do that. Or there were certain dining reservations that I changed because I just didn't like feel like doing something. Like on like half marathon night, we were originally going to Whispering Canyon because I figured, oh, we're going to do the half and we're going to rest for an hour and then we're going to go right to the Magic Kingdom. But instead, I rested for a few hours, went to Magic Kingdom, but then I was like, I wanted to go back to the resort. I was like, I don't want to go back on a bus to Magic Kingdom and then go to Wilderness Lodge and then back. That just seemed like so much. And so we did get lucky with the day of reservation at Topolino's, which is right on the Skyliner. But the thing is just, you know, I had to be much more flexible than normal. I had to be not be married to really like any plans. And because I didn't have many things locked in that, oh my gosh, I have to do this. That's how I got Day of Topolino's. That's how, you know, was able to do like Olivia's with like you and the gardeners and Beth. And then that was great. And so just like being flexible and just understanding that even if you're like me and you're a planner and you're normally go, 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 and you have to rope drop, I mean, Mike Rahman still somehow rope drop Rise of Resistance. So maybe if you have his energy, maybe.
I went back and took a nap after that afternoon. But I will, you know, you bring up a good point though. You have to be flexible, but you also, I think especially because if you're listening to this show, you're a big Disney fan, right? And we get down there and you want to do everything. Because we don't get to go there as much as we want. You're in New York City. I'm in Missouri. I mean, we get to Florida. We get to Walt Disney World property. And it's like, oh, man, we're at our playground. We're at our favorite place. I don't want to lose, you know, and I'm using the word lose in like air quotes. I don't want to lose 3 hours of my, you know, extended weekend here. That's a big chunk. But, I mean, the thing is, like you said, you could have been going here and there and over to Whispering Canyon and got on that bus and walked across and done all that. But the thing is, at a race weekend, you got to remember, what's the goal, right? The goal is that you're there for the race is you could still do some attractions. You just have to be smart about it. You cannot run yourself into the ground. And some of the best things you can do, especially with our Lizards group, this is why we are so lucky, and you've mentioned this many times, is that it is about the people. It's about being able to, instead of connecting with people through the podcast, through emails, through Zoom calls, like, this is a very rare occasion where so many of us are at the same place at the same time. Very rarely happens. And when you get to hang out with these people, they're a hoot. I mean, like, it's, I'm telling you what, like, we are a good time. I mean, it's so fun to see folks and, you know, like you said, grab fish and chips over at the Yorkshire County, you know, fish and chip shop. I got to be careful what I'm saying. Over at Epcot or something. Just enjoy the weather, right? And enjoy each other. But, yeah, I think I only did four attractions the entire weekend. And one of them was Tom Sawyer Island, which was a terrible idea. Scott, we went over there, and Scott's like, what are we doing? He's like, and it was Saturday before the full marathon, after the half, before the full. He's like, what are we doing? Like, we should not be, because the Magic Kingdom was packed. I was like, you know what won't be packed?
Yeah.
Tom Sawyer Island won't be packed. He's like, I haven't even been over there in forever. I'm like, let's go. So we got on the raft, got over there. I'm like, you're right. What are we doing? We're walking around this island. We're just walking, going through caves, almost twisting our ankles, going up steps. We're total idiots. Like, what are we doing? We should be sitting down. So then we left the park. We're like, we're out. But yeah, it's one of those things. You have to be disciplined. I think that's a great point, though. But, you know, it's a different trip.
And it is a great weekend to really enjoy the, I won't say the little things, but the underrated things about the city. Like, just sitting down and people watching, or really taking in the streetmosphere, or enjoying, you know, carousel, like carousel. The biggest mistake I made actually was because I hadn't been on this since I was a kid. For years, maybe since I was a kid. I don't remember, but the Tomorrowland Speedway. And I always make fun of this attraction. I'm like, this is Tomorrowland. Can we get updated cars?
Teslas, something like that. Yeah.
And I was like, it's a 5-minute wait. Why not? What's the harm? Well, I did this, this is post half marathon. So at least I didn't have the marathon coming up, or I did this on Sunday, so I was done. But my legs are still really bothering me. My upper back is bothering me. And I forgot, it's not like a normal car. I mean, those pedals, they just don't feel good. Like, I get your leg. Like, they really feel pressed. And I'm just like,
oh, yeah, they're a leg work. They're definitely a leg workout. You got to crank everything down.
And I think to myself, it's like, okay, calm down. I think this is like a 4-minute ride. I can do 4 minutes. But as soon as I got in, I wanted to get out. I was like, oh my gosh, why did I sign myself up for a leg workout?
Yeah, they need cruise control or something. You just hit the button on the steering wheel there and okay, keep it at 4 miles an hour, please. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Because like the rest of the day was like relaxing because I did self progress. I got people mover. I got stuck on the people mover, which is like, whatever. I'm just going to sit here.
It's a bench. I mean, yeah, who cares? Yeah, it's a bench with a nice view. Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly. And you know, and it's also like there is something really special about, even if you don't know the person, you see them with their medal and they see you with yours and you're saying like congratulations. Yeah. Or even if you don't say that, you kind of have like this
it's
nod.
It's a
congratulations.
Yeah. Congratulations to you too. I love that. Is so
much. But it's also only at Disney where it's kind of like, you know, it's just this thing that we talk about all the time with the Lizards of how, hey, you know, be proud of your distance, whatever you're doing. But all the time, like when I had my half marathon medal, the number one question that people that didn't know me were like, oh, are you doing the full Dopey? It's like, I did the half and the 5K, and I think those are great.
But everybody respects that you're there, you're putting in the effort, and it's just, it's such a celebration. It really is. I mean, so we're wrapping this up, but I just got to tell you, you know, if you've ever, and again, I really don't know how to sell it more than what Marlesa has said today, is that it's a fun time. And you're obviously a Disney fan if you're listening to this show. It's a very different way to see Walt Disney World from the race course. And you don't have to be some Olympic-style athlete. Lord knows, I'm not, you know, most of us are not. We do have some fast runners in the Lizards group. I mean, we have some extremely fast runners in the Lizards groups, but probably 75% of us are just regular old folks that get out there. We try to train some. We do what we can, but we have full-time jobs. We're not, you know, out in Colorado Springs at the Olympic Training Center. We're none of that. We're just out there. We sign up. We try to have a good time at these race weekends. Some of us wear costumes and all that good stuff, and we have a good time. But the thing is, it's fun to be on stage for a little bit. It's fun to have somebody cheer you on down Main Street, USA. I mean, that's, you know, for a fleeting, you know, 2 minutes, you get to have kind of that feeling that maybe Tom Brady has when he wins the Super Bowl, or Drew Brees, or whoever your favorite quarterback was of your team at some point. Because, I mean, literally, people are like 3 and 4 people deep on Main Street, USA, with signs, cowbells, they're cheering you. You look at the end of the street, there's the castle. I mean, you just don't get that in your life very often. So it is worth the cost of admission. You get nice medals, you get nice shirts, but more, better than any of that, it's the memories and the stories you'll have for the rest of your life. Being out there, like, you know, like Melissa said, talking Frazier with Joe Fickas, Mike Bankhead coming up with an encouraging word. You know, I mean, just that's something that'll stick with you forever. So, yeah. Marlessa, I mean, it's been so much fun. We could have gone forever. I mean, it's already been an hour, but we'll talk again. You know, we're bringing back the live Sunday night show, so we'll be doing those again. I'm excited for that. But, you know, just quick final thoughts, you know, on the whole experience. Was it an A, B, C, D? I mean, obviously, I hope it was an A. I hope you got everything you wanted.
It wasn't F. No, I'm kidding. I went on for an hour of tripping. No, it was definitely an A experience. I think, I mean, it also helped to have certain things like the weather really go, because I was really, I had leg warmers packed. I had every combination.
I had it all. I had throwaway, and I wore some of my throwaway stuff because it wouldn't fit my suitcase. I wore it even though I probably didn't need it. I had the hand warmers, like the heated little pop, you know.
I finally bought those for this race, and they didn't. But yeah, I mean, so there were certain things in you know, the favor. Like, certainly if it had been sleet or something, I probably would have been a little more cranky. Because I'm not used to running. Like, if it's, you know, it's sleet or snow outside, I was like, I'll run a different day. I'll, whatever, it's fine. But yeah, I mean, it was just an incredible experience. And I think, and I understand, I mean, I can imagine that there might be some people listening who maybe have listened to the podcast for a while and have thought about joining the Lizards, but maybe they're nervous, or maybe, and again, like, there's just, like, there's all types of runners, there's all types of personalities and Lizards too, right? So there are people that, like me, are gonna be like, hey, what's up, I'm gonna talk to everybody. And there are people who, like, maybe are more reserved, but, like, everyone, like, you know, is very friendly. And just, you know, definitely don't feel intimidated to join the Lizards group, because then you can say you're a lizard and you can have that fun reaction that Mike and I experienced, where you tell a random person that, hi, I'm a lizard, and they don't know what you mean. But no, because there's really, like, nothing like it. I mean, honestly, even if you're into, I mean, there are even people in the group that do strength training and yoga and all that's really supported. So there's really not a group like that. And I really don't say that lightly. I've been part of, like, groups that were not, like, all that they were. And I, you know, as a kid, like, definitely kind of felt like an outsider in a lot of ways. So to be, like, fully, like, feel really accepted by a group of people that are from so many different backgrounds and age groups, and it's really a unique experience. And so, you know, I definitely don't feel intimidated to join. And the same with the Run Disney weekends themselves. I mean, there's nothing like that. If you're comfortable with walking and maybe running, like, fully running isn't for you, again, definitely recommend the 5K, because, again, it's not timed. You're really, really soaking in some incredible Disney atmosphere, some characters, and just certain things that you would never see during the day at the parks, or even at night in the parks, because you're going backstage or just having such a unique experience. And yeah, but I mean, for me, it really was, like, just, you know, the people and the atmosphere together, definitely unlike anything else. And I can't wait to go back. I don't know what my next race weekend will be. Pardon me, I already have FOMO for Princess Weekend, if I'm being
same,
honest.
But I know, and it's still open for the half. I've looked at it. I can't. I'm doing a race the next weekend in St. Louis, so I really can't.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So. But yeah, and then, so yeah, I mean, it might just be, you know, Marathon Weekend next year. I'm going back and forth on if that's going to be my marathon year or not, because I do want the marathon to be its own thing, because I'm kind of similar with you on that. I know there are different thoughts of, like, do dope or do marathon, but I want my first marathon to just be its own experience.
I'm totally in that school, because the marathon is a race that'll change your life forever. Celebrate that by itself. Then you can have, because then you get 2 days. When you do dope, you get a whole nother, like, deal. It's not all crammed into one whole weekend. But okay, so I do want to say, though, I mean, for me, doing these race weekends too, because you're going to do them over and over, it becomes just like a big family reunion. Like, I see these folks online, a lot of my friends in the Lizard group, but we, you know, we don't see each other except at race weekends. Then as soon as you see each other coming up at a race weekend before a race, it's a hug, it's a handshake, it's a knuckles. And it's like, you know, time hasn't passed. And it's been a year. Well, for right now, it's been 2 years at this point for a lot of us. But it's always just good to see my good friends. And we get together and we support each other. And the good thing about our gear is that it's so bright. You're always hearing, go Lizards, from somebody either running next to you, past you. You know, you just pass them, or somebody cheering. It's a supportive group. So great stuff. So again, real quick, if you want to join the Lizards, no requirements. Just come on over. It's on Facebook. Be our guest Lizards. Just there's a couple questions. It's because it's a closed group, just to keep the spammers out and like the Russian bots and all that stuff. So there's simple questions. You'll know the answer if you listen to the podcast. Give Mike a couple of days. He's on a cruise right now. He's back by now. But give him a couple of days. He'll approve your membership. And then just look. You'll see all the posts. People posting their training runs. People talking about costumes for Princess. What's going on? But just introduce yourself and you're in. Piece of cake. It's a lot of fun. So Marlessa, thanks for carving out some time. We're going to go 40 minutes. We went over an hour, and that's cool because I love talking Run Disney. So I can't wait to run with you again. Got to be soon.
Yes, absolutely. Our next Disney race will probably happen before New York Marathon, but like I said, love to convince you to get, I know you want to come to New York anyway, but would love to see you up here. And I definitely want to make a Midwest trip too. I want to visit Mackinac, and because Scott always sends the pictures and it looks beautiful. And I want to visit Chicago, would love to visit St. Louis and do a full Midwest trip. So we'll make something happen for sure. But I will take on being your subway tour guide.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Cause I won't get shivved or shanked or anything on the subway. I mean, that's one third of Blue Bloods episodes always ends with somebody being killed on the subway. So I don't want that to be me. So
I'm 5'3", but I will be your
protector. Just kidding. All right. Don't forget, today's show always brought to you by The Magic for Less Travel. Check them out today for all your Disney trip planning needs. They're over at themagicforless.com. Don't forget, they're a platinum earmarked agency, which means Disney has recognized them for being the best of the best again here in 2022. Again, check them out, themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. That one extra click really does help us out. No matter what you're buying on Amazon, you can support the show. brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And thank you to our patrons who allow us to put this show out 3 to 4 times a week all around the world. It's because of your support. And our patrons get Mike in the Midwest, a bonus show every week. If you'd like to support the show, come on over. Just visit patreon.com/beourguestpodcast. Give the show a follow on social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestPod. And I'm at BeOurGuestMike. I'd love to talk to you on Instagram and Twitter as well. Also, subscribe to the show on Facebook and YouTube. That way you get a notification every time we go live to record these podcasts. And if you don't mind, give us a rating and a review wherever you download the show. It'd really help us out this week. And thank you to everybody who has left us a rating and a review lately. It is very, very much appreciated. All right, it's time to get out of here and let you get on with your week. Thank you so much for hanging with us. And we hope to have you as a member of the BR Guest Lizards here in 2022. So for Marlessa out in New York, I am Mike here in Missouri. Have a great week. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the BR Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.